from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That's how you get the salaries to match up with somebody who's making a lot of money. Like, they could do something by putting Wiggins together with Kuminga or Looney or Payton and get that number up to 45 or 50, and then they could theoretically bring in a player making 48 or 50, like a Butler, like a Durant, like a who's the other guy?
Durant, Butler, PG-13.
Paul George.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I love the math, but I will say this, and I've stood up for Kevon Looney, and you talk about, one of the takeaways from the playoffs, rebounding still matters. I feel like the Warriors collectively failed Kevon Looney. How could a guy that eats up rebounds like Pac-Man eats tablets, how could he all of a sudden not be a fit? That's a head-scratcher. And you know what? They may have exercised that $8 million for him to be a part of something down the road. But damn it, Steiny, if this team is going to compete and get right back, Kevon Looney will play on my team. So I thought I had been out, and they kind of went away from Kevon Looney. I didn't understand it. And again, I'm just telling you, we know what he specializes in. He's been a big part of 3 of the 4 chips, rebounded. Don't tell me Looney is washed and he can't help you. You make him fit, and I like
small
the news.
Potatoes. Kevon Looney is small potatoes.
But see, you think
he doesn't move the needle one way or the other. Yeah. If you have him, great. If you don't have him, you're not devastated. Kevon Looney
is
not going to be the difference.
Big part of the championship runs?
You got to give that up. No. He's not the same player.
It's not about that. I'm looking at guys, and half of them, I don't know how good they are. My point is, I know what Looney brings, and rebounding still matters. He's got bricks in the pocket. I'm not telling you he's Moses Malone. He can be a piece. And Steiny, if we find something out in a week that he was part of a package, I would understand it. I'm just telling you, I think you are selling Looney short.
I'm not selling Looney short. He's an afterthought. Mm. He's a ninth man. Mm. He's lost something. Anybody who watched him last year knows Looney was not the player he's been. Let me guess. Can he bounce back? Oh, he'll be better next year, even though he's getting older. Like, that's what I'm not subscribing to anymore. I'm not subscribing to, well, Looney wasn't very good last year, but you know what? He's going to be better this year. It's like, that's just hope.
Yeah.
Look,
I'm not telling you he's Kareem, Scotty.
Right. He doesn't make any difference.
Why they bring him back if they don't trade him? Because he's got some value to what you do and what you've done.
He's a ninth man.
That just doesn't go away.
He's a ninth man.
And he never jumped out the gym, so it's not like athleticism was the problem.
Well, it is the problem.
It's getting those second and third shots.
The problem with Looney is, 4 years ago, he could keep a guy like James Harden in front of him. Mm. He can't keep anybody in front of him. He didn't last year. Mm. Let's go to Trucker George. Trucker George is in Oakland.
Beep, beep.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Talk
hey, man.
To us.
Hey, I want to bring up a name, and it's because the narrative nationally is people don't want to give us what we need, you know, to go to the next level to be championship relevant. So we're going to have to start looking at lesser options. A name I want to bring out there that's soured in New York, forward/center, big man, with a bad attitude, supposedly, is Julius Randle. Now, his number right now is at $28 million, and, you know, it's maneuverable with these contracts. Smaller deal. I know he'd take a discount or take a 2-3 year deal, hoping to make a bigger contract at the end of his season. I just want to know what you gentlemen think of that name and maybe the fit, as it not giving away the young core, maybe moving forward in another direction.
Well, Trucker George, you're hitting on something that's kind of right up my alley, and it's this. I guarantee you say Julius Randle, and most Warrior fans will be like, nah.
I go pick him up from the airport.
He'd be their second best player right now.
I go pick him up from the airport.
They're not, like, Warrior fans think they can do better than Julius Randle.
All right.
They just do. And, I mean, I almost, was it last year? I mean, Wiggins' name would come up and they actually be like, hey, get Jaylen Brown. Now, Wiggins and a package for Jaylen. What are we doing? What are we doing? Let's go get Lauri Markkanen. How? He's under contract.
I hear you.
It's like...
Fan is short for fanatics. Nobody's out. It's like, just make it happen. You know? Well, and I tell
that's,
you... Yeah.
It's not a strategy...
They've never had to use.
It's not a strategy to me to hope that Draymond, Steph, and Clay, and Looney get better next year somehow, somewhere.
Can I ask you a question? And I think I know. Do you really believe right now on this Tuesday, Draymond Green is untouchable? Let's say they didn't even want to part with Dre, but to get one of those big boys, they said we need number 23. Do you think he's untouchable?
I don't think he's untouchable, but I don't think people are going to be beating the door down to get him. Other teams. I mean, if you're a lousy team, you don't want Draymond Green because you don't want to bring him into that kind of environment.
And I think about the finals, and I know a lot of people didn't like it. The ratings were down, but the bottom line is, and their cores were younger, the Dallas Mavericks, they got over because Kyrie kind of self-sabotaged himself. But he's 32 years old. They made a trade, got him. They went to the finals. Boston Celtics and Brad Stevens made a trade. They brought in Drew Holiday to a younger core, Steiny. But the impact of those two trades can't get lost.
Drew Holiday's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So, like, he's a hell of a player, I think. 888-957-9570 is the number. All intent and purpose, the Warriors' offseason has started. My feeling, I just don't want this team to get older. I think this team getting older goes nowhere. I don't want to bring Butler in. I don't want to bring Kevin Durant in.
Wow.
I mean, unless you can drop them basically onto the team for nothing, which you can't do. But I'm sorry. I think we've proven here in Golden State that the core isn't a championship core anymore.
But you
I'm
might
sorry.
Be.
Okay. That's the way I feel.
I hear you. But with a little enhancements.
No, a lot of enhancements. They were a 10th seed. They were the 10th best
team. I want to say with extenuating circumstances, but they were the 10th seed. But, Steiny, I think, again, if Clay walks, it's kind of, and people might not like it, what do you owe Dre and Steph? And when I talk about enhancements, that's the go, you know, get somebody that could come in, a high-caliber player, and help. And I'll say this, Donnie, about the age thing.
You know what?
Thursday, they're going to get younger. They're going to make a draft pick at Thursday. They're going to get
number
younger.
52? Right. Might not even make the team.
But what if he could, again, I'm being proactive. What if you get what Pods gave you and what TJD gave you?
Okay.
No, I'm just like,
what do you
there's
think
a possibility that guy might
wins?
End up in Santa Cruz or he could, you know, help.
I'm going into the draft with no expectations. At 52, there's a better chance the guy won't play than will play at 52. Miguel's in Hayward. Hey, Miguel.
The Stack.
What's going on, man?
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know, like the Warriors need to start a coffee and just realize that, you know, we're getting older. And, you know, by just watching the finals, it was – like it was so much young talent playing like in the playoffs. So, you know, they need to just you know, wake up and just sign these young players that are 25 or 26. You know, hopefully they get that tall center guy from Utah. You know, like, I don't know his name, but, like, I'm pretty sure you guys know his name. But hopefully we see what, you know, what we could do tomorrow. And then, you know, KD will give us the best chance to go to the playoffs again. But we see, you know, we see what happens. I just want to say that I love y'all show. You guys take care.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Miguel.
You're talking about marketing, right?
I would assume. Or maybe okay. Walker Kessler.
Oh.
Here, you know what?
Shout out Brad Kessler.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. Here's what I kind of believe right now.
Yeah.
Forget about championship or anything like that. I got eight players here. What foursome would you believe in more right now? Dre, Steph, Clay, and Looney, or Trace Jackson, Davis, Pajemski, Kuminga, and Moody?
The first.
Yeah. That's fine, and yeah. I think most people would. But what I'm saying is, I don't think there's a monster difference between those two. And I want to see, like, you guys realize that if the more Clay plays, the more Draymond plays, if Clay comes back, the more he plays. Looney's now in the rotation because he's great. The younger players are going to play less. Are we really doing that again in 2024-25?
No, I guess it's about, is the dynasty really officially over? That's the fear. And that's how I'm looking at it. And I keep thinking of Austin and San Jose, who always talks about, Steiny, how good are our young players? And it feels like you're saying, let's just use the season for a tryout.
That's right.
But that's a big-ass difference from being a threat in the Western Conference.
They're not a threat.
But they're operating, or they're trying to operate, Steiny, we think, like they still are. There's still something in the ketchup bottle.
Well,
you're saying,
throw it out.
It's over, and
I get it.
Have
fun with that.
How
many times do you have to see the Warriors run out Steph, Dre, and Clay? Another year? Didn't you just give them 2 years? They won a title. Okay, let's keep it together.
Yeah.
They didn't make made the playoffs. The following year, they didn't make the playoffs. You want to do it again? Do it again.
But
I'm not going to stop.
We're going to do it again with one of the guys, Draymond, not missing 25 games.
That's what you think. Why are you so naive like that?
Because
you're the only person that would go into a season assuming Dre's going to play 72 games.
Well, the Warriors are doing it, and they've been doing it, and they signed that contract thinking he was going to play more than what he did last year. So don't just put it
My point is, you're still saying, well, Dre won't get suspended next year. How do you know?
Can't happen again.
Okay. Well, if you say it can't, then it can. Okay?
But,
take it to the bank.
I see where you're going, but don't just put it at my doorstep.
No.
Put it on Warriors Way right down the street. That's on them, too.
Sure.
Because they empowered him when they re-signed him for $400, stabbed him in the back.
Yeah, you're going to empower him this year again? Apparently you are.
It's already done.
We don't know that. Well, we don't know that. The bottom line is they made a mistake with Draymond Green.
Cost them Klay Thompson.
They just did. Well, and you know what? It might.
Yeah.
It might. Savala in Richmond. What's up, Savala? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love the show.
Hey.
So happy to be tuned in. I have so many things I want to say. I'm just going to try to focus so I can get them all out. First, you asked what we're doing in the offseason.
Savala, you got to call back. You're breaking up. I'll get you right on.
Hey.
Let's go to
who we got?
Justin's in Oakland. What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
What's up, baby?
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, so I really think that next year could really work out if they keep the core and just play Clay less, if that's something he wants to do. They lost a lot of close games last year, which could be fixed. I think that Kuminga is going to get better. I think that Dre is going to miss less games. I actually see this team making a much better run. I see some things changing.
Appreciate the call, Thanks. Justin. Yeah.
So we would be, let's say nothing happens, Donnie, but Clay walks. So we'd be looking at a starting five of Pod, Steph, Kuminga, Wiggins, and Dre.
Okay.
I'll be watching. Like, I'm not saying that's dead, man. I'm like, I know you're looking at me like, are you serious? Like, I can, hey.
There's hey,
some
what?
There's some, it, what was all dependent on what Wiggins we get. If we get a productive Wiggins and Kuminga takes the next step.
Right.
Ooh, okay, Pods is Pods. I'm watching.
Right, and let me tell you what I wouldn't do as a GM. This is not the way I operate. Okay, what do we need to be successful next year? Well, Steph's got to play better than he played in the second half.
Yeah.
Okay. Draymond's got to not be suspended and stay at the level of play he's at. Okay. Wiggins has to be a different Wiggins than he's been the last 2 years. Okay.
That's the scariest.
Kuminga's got to get better within the team framework. Okay. Looney's got to turn back. What are we doing? I don't believe all those things are going to happen. I just don't. I've watched the NBA too long. Guys who are 35, thank you, don't get better. They don't. They don't get better.
I just don't think they do.
I
hear you. And I don't want to. I hope you don't think I'm operating from Candyland.
I think
you are. But we're talking about two transcendent players that I feel like they were so great. They're not what they were, but they're still great. And that's LeBron James and Steph Curry.
Okay.
I am adamant that Steph Curry is going to take it out on the league how he played in the second half and him being home watching the playoffs. Like, you're laughing at
that.
I am laughing. I mean that.
Okay, so in his 16th year.
See, I don't care about what year it is.
In his 16th year, Steph Curry's going to come out and play like he's 25.
If with a little tweak or some help, Stani, I'm telling you, it's consistency.
You know what, Goo?
He is the last part of what's ailing the Warriors on my list. I think that's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's fine.
He is my last thought.
That's fine.
And 26 is 26 points a game. That's what that was, Donnie. Okay. If you look at the metrics, he slipped in the second half, but he didn't have much to work with.
Oh, you know, I just think it's so incredible that for 10, 12 years, Steph's the best player in the team.
Yeah.
Durant, he's the best. And now he doesn't have enough help. Maybe what you're really saying, Goo, is the Warriors need to get a player in here better than Steph. That's what I'm actually hearing.
I wouldn't be. I mean, hey, I don't think he would be against that, but, I mean, that wouldn't hurt, Stani. And is Kevin Durant coming in here? Would he be better than Steph at this juncture, what you see from KD? I would call it a tie.
You know what I would say? It doesn't matter. Like, it kind of doesn't matter.
If you get him with one of those dogs, it does matter. The Warriors are a problem again.
No, they're okay.
Well, all right.
They're a problem.
If they get one of the big boys.
And they lose Kuminga.
Yep.
Where's Clay? Is he back?
Gone.
Who's playing? So you're going to go with?
Let's just say it's Durant. Durant, Curry, Dre, TJD, and Pods. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what? That's 40 wins.
Hey, roll the
ball. How are you getting over 40
roll
wins?
Roll the ball out, man.
Oh, my God. It's like you haven't watched the last 10 years. It's
last
staggering.
Season hurt me. You know that.
Savala's back in Richmond. Hey, Savala.
Hey,
hey. Hey, guys. Thank you for letting me come back on the air after that funky call. I'm just thinking, you know, Guru, I'm usually with you, but I feel like you're living in a fantasy world, and I hate to say that as a fan, but the thing is, like, Steph Curry, basketball is a team sport, right? So Steph Curry is like a Ferrari engine, you know, he's transformative, transformational player. But if you don't have four wheels on the car, it's not going anywhere.
Mm.
If you have two wheels, it's not going anywhere. If you have three, like, tinkering is not going to cut it anymore. Nobody's in their prime, and what that means is the margin for error is razor thin. Like, unless everyone is playing at the top of their game, things start to fall off the rails, and it's just inevitable in the NBA. Like, there are injuries. People have bad nights. People have bad stretches. Like, but there's no room for error when no one is at their prime. So
I mean, I hate to say this as a fan, but I feel like, you know, you get older in life and you realize that sometimes the right decision doesn't feel good, right?
Wow.
The right decision here is to just move on. And it doesn't feel good as a fan to say that, but Father Time is undefeated. And we may have that Ferrari engine. We may have one or two wheels, but we don't have everything we need to make a run anymore. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm excited for the Olympics. I want Steph to get his gold medal. But as a fan, a Warriors fan, I'm also like, this dude's going to be tired. Like,
hello.
We're already going to be starting at a little bit of a deficit, you know, because he's going to be tired when he gets home.
I feel that.
I just think, like, I watch the whole season with my 8-year-old daughter. She's a fan too. And I've just been thinking about how when they lost that play-in game and the season was over, she looked at me and she said, Mama, I'm so sad, but I'm also kind of glad it's over because this was a horrible season to watch. So it's just, we've got the Ferrari engine. We don't have all the other parts. It's time to move on. It doesn't feel good, but sometimes that's the right decision when you don't have anyone in their prime anymore.
What a great call.
That's what's on my heart, and I love you guys so much.
I love you back.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Savala. Appreciate it.
She knows her cars, but Savala, I got to tell you, if you got a good engine, you're still in the game. It's easier to go get the other stuff as opposed to the engine being done, Stani. The engine is the heart of a vehicle. So you still, what I don't want to have happen for myself and Dub Nation, Warriors 2024, 2025, it's about the young guys. We'll see how good they are. Roll the ball out. Oh, my God. No.
Well, I'd rather
take chances and risk
that's
future.
That's not a chance. That's not a, what you're doing is not taking a chance. What you're doing is doing something you know how it will end because we've seen it 2 years in a row. Like, to me, I think if, you know what? If this were your lineup, Steph at 1, Pods at 2, Moody at 3, Kuminga at 4, Trace Jackson Davis at 5. In other words, I'm just doing this for effect.
Yeah.
Curry with the 4 young guys. I don't necessarily think that's a worse team than Curry at 1, Klay at 2, Wiggins at 3, Draymond at 4, and Looney at 5. Like, I wouldn't say, oh, well, if we go young, we've got no shot.
Now,
well, if you go old, you've shown already that you can't get it done the last 2 years.
I'm not mad at you, Stani, but I think Steph would say hell no to that. And you could be right. It might be better, but that's just that. Look what Ramona. Listen to what we're hearing.
It's not Steph's team anymore.
They're trying to go big game hunting.
Of course, why not? I mean, that's
to maximize what's left of Steph's career.
Every team's going to try to get Paul George.
We're talking about 2 years. Yeah, right. You're right.
But like, let's see if they can do it. And again, if they do it, it doesn't mean snap of the finger they're back in contention. I don't believe it.
And as a fan, the dynasty is going to end. We all know it. Savala, we know the end is coming.
Apparently it's not.
No, it's about how you go about your business, and you can accept losing knowing, hey, we went and got Paul George. We mortgaged Kuminga's future. He may be the next Scottie Pippen, but it won't be on our watch. I think people can process the non-winning if it doesn't work or manifest in a chip or a long run knowing, hey, You did right by Steph Curry and Draymond. You win got ready-made guys that you know, that got reputations of being a winner, Stani. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but you feel better about you did at the end of it.
That's
what this is about.
Let me tell you what it also is about. It's about Paul George looking at the Warriors and saying, why would I go there? We're not winning it there. Those guys are too old. I need to get with a younger team. Paul George doesn't think if he comes to the Warriors, they're all of a sudden the favorite?
Well, hey, Paul, you didn't win in L.A., buddy.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. So why would he come to a worse team? An older team.
Worse team before he arrives, Donnie. It's about what are they? And Savala, I keep going to her, mention, hey, you're coming to a team that already has an engine, buddy. This might be the easiest basketball Paul George has ever played. It was for Wiggins
no,
in the 1 year.
Stop saying that.
In the 1 year, it worked.
Steph
they won a chip.
36. So just
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.